no dejaremos que cierren la linda puerta que siempre ha estado abierta a la vida.
You're listening to Latin Radical with Warwick Fry.
I'm talking to a video audiano in the gardens of the political institute Farabundo Marti, which is one of the main offices of the opposition party, the Farabundo Marti National Liberation Front, or the FMLN as it is known. And Ovidio is here as part of a delegation of Australians to observe the elections which the FMLN looks like winning. Ovidio was actually born in El Salvador. He now lives in Brisbane.
In Guatemala.
Oh, he was born in Guatemala.
In
sorry.
Guatemala.
But you've came to Australia. Why did you come to Australia originally?
Originally, I came with my family group to Australia in 1986, at the end of January. From Mexico, we fly from Mexico to Australia under the refugee programs of the United Nations.
Okay, and you were fleeing persecution.
Yes, because being a Guatemalan, always working through the organizations to defend human rights and about the Guatemalan situation in those years, being our life at risk, we have to ask for exile in Mexico,
yeah.
Which it was. We spent with the family group 2 years in Mexico, and in Mexico, being organized with the other camaradas in exile. But my family group, as my father and sister, they were coming before in Mexico for the same situation, and then we were invited to know something about the refugees program. We decide to join, and then in that way we decide to find refugee in Australia in those years.
And here you are back in San Salvador, the capital of El Salvador, and I guess I don't have to ask you why you came here for this occasion, for the elections.
Okay, Warren. Well, first of all, is some person as myself, when being involved in the struggle for the well-being of the people, could be Guatemala, El Salvador, as probably in Australia, around the world, we always have to keep fighting for the rights of the people, the rights to live, and specifically in being Guatemalan, yes, when arriving to Australia in Brisbane, Queensland State, definitely was also the intention to keep building this solidarity, especially from Australia, which is a bit far away from these countries. We start getting involved in human rights activities, solidarity with the Guatemalan struggle, and with the same plenty Salvadorians for those times being as refugees in Australia. Then we join all together, trying to organize a wider group to support our countries in Latin America, but in this way specifically Guatemala and El Salvador.
Yeah, and you're here as an observer for these elections.
Yes, Warren. Well, after long struggle, you know, after signing peace agreements, such in Salvador, such in Guatemala, but still the situation has deteriorated, and the forces, as happened with Guatemala, the Guatemalan National Unity, Revolutionary Unity, has signed an accord in Salvador with the FMLN too, but the government who have followed since signing the peace accords still don't respect anything about the realities of the people. They have totally unrespect for what they signed, and then the situation has deteriorated. And by the time the revolutionary forces still they have participated in El Salvador, FMLN, and struggling in 2 or 3 elections, and always the fraud from the corruption of this government, don't let just the real forces who the people or the country need to drive them. This organization, as in Salvador Arena, they always use whatever meanings, try to avoid some party who belong to the people becoming power. Then in this case, as the FMLN, after long, long work that they have having just in the open arena, you know, as an organization now, in the free participations, they have developing a very good work. And in this time, and if we see how Latin American is developing, trying to find a better way to live for the peoples, Salvador is the next. And when we saw how intellection is totally around the world, we know that all the eyes of the peoples around the world are now exactly looking to El Salvador, this small country. And then, why not, if we have to choose some time to spend here helping to the Salvadorian compañeros and compañeras, the FMLN, as observers, then we decide, yes, we go, and we are here trying to be part of this struggle and try to be very good observers to defend the people vote.
Yeah, I've noticed that many Salvadorans are very appreciative of the foreign observers, because although the FMLN leads in the polls, they're very, very much afraid that there will be that the election will be stolen, in fact.
Yes, that is one of the big issues. First of all, the most corruption that they are using is try to get people from the neighbors' countries as Guatemala, Honduras, and Nicaragua, and then try to give the famous document, you know, identification document, passing to the peoples, and they pay some money to them, taking the opportunity that those peoples are very poor peoples, and for $15 or $20, they say, okay, we go there, and then that is one of the best ways as the arena is trying to become in the conversation in this election. Then that is one of the specific points to get totally control over that situation. And well, that is our duties. Wherever anomalies that we can see, is our task to denounce in the place where we are going to be to defend the situation.
And there are other Australians like you.
Yes, Warren. It's specifically Australians, as we have some 3 or 4 from Brisbane, there is some from Perth, Melbourne, Sydney, from Adelaide. I don't know if someone from the Central Territory, from the Capital Territory, Canberra, but yes, we are counting nearly between 15 or 20 compañeros and compañeras from Australia. Yeah.
Well, thanks very much for talking to Community Radio Ovidio.
It's my pleasure, Warren, and thank you very much. And well, we are internationalists, and here we put the name, as we put the name of our own countries, we put the name of Australia too, because we love Australia, and also we are struggling in Australia for better conditions.
Yes.